This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. We join Tanya Andrichs from Crossing Healthcare each and every Monday morning. Let me start with, I don't know if you had a chance to see Speak Up, Speak Out from this past weekend. I thought Dr. Dana Ray did an amazing job. Who was the other special guest?
That was Jordan Powell. So Jordan is actually a Decatur kid.
I know, I learned that watching.
Yeah, Jordan still has family here in Decatur, and he is a Notre Dame grad and a WashU grad and an expert in the state of Illinois. He's often called on by our governor's office to provide insights into healthcare specifically to underserved populations. So it was a pleasure that he joined Dr. Ray, and they really gave a lot of history about why people of color have struggled as it relates to obtaining healthcare over the years and why there's such disparities now. So if you haven't listened to it, I would encourage you to take a listen. It's a really great session.
And it's also not just the disparities, but also bridges to overcome those disparities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's really, there's Crossing Healthcare obviously is here in our community to provide comprehensive care to everyone, regardless of their ability to pay. But really there's a lot of things that communities are doing and can do that we're doing locally to bridge the gaps. Because it doesn't have to be this way, and it doesn't have to continue generation upon generation. We can do things right now so that those disparities disappear.
All right, Dr. Powell.
We should work on.
Yeah, Dr. Powell also noting, by the way, that Tanya will be shy about this, but calling Crossing one of the most, literally premier places in the United States of America.
I have an excellent team, and we've worked really, really hard to try to stay out in front of trends in healthcare and to try to be innovative. And so things like our community garden don't happen other places. Things like our substance use treatment and how we basically integrate healthcare. If you come to Crossing, everything you need to get your care is under one roof,
yep,
in one location, and that doesn't happen other places.
No,
we're pretty cutting edge. It's pretty exciting, and I've got a great team doing it.
Well, I know you should be very proud to be, yeah, acknowledged in that way, because I feel like we sort of take things for granted in this community. We sometimes don't recognize when we have things that are sort of national models, and we have a lot, yeah, of that going on. All right, let's talk a little bit about children's health care today. Yeah. You guys are seeing a marked reduction in childhood immunizations. Kids are going to have this kind of thing going back to school, whatever that means, yeah, in the fall. Why do you think these numbers are down?
Well, I think that people listened to experts in the field back in March and April when we said, don't seek health care, stay away from health services. And now, of course, we've made this safe and we've realized that people do need to seek health services for preventative care. And so there's a lot of kids who didn't get their scheduled immunizations during those months, and we're sort of behind the eight ball. And this isn't just a local issue. This is something that is happening across the country, and it's raised the alarm amongst childhood healthcare experts and public health experts. And, at a time when we're looking at public health and really trying to pay attention to how we keep populations healthy, having people not get basic immunizations is a huge issue, because we don't need those kinds of problems of outbreaks of illness that we can certainly prevent. And so I would encourage people, if their kids are due for immunizations, to get those appointments made, and also make sure you're getting in early for school physicals this year, because it can get you caught up. That's one of the things that doctors do as part of a normal school physical, is check to see how kids are doing and get them caught up on all their immunizations. And so it's just something that's really important that is now going back on everyone's radar.
Okay. There's a struggle right now in the educational field about what, yeah, they're going to do this fall. Now, I know the American Academy of Pediatrics has said, no, we think kids should return, whatever that looks like.
Yes.
School districts across all of our markets are sort of, I don't want to say panic mode, but I don't think that anyone feels like they have their arms around this. What do they do?
They don't. And it's very interesting. Last week, something rather controversial happened in this field, if such a thing exists, and that is the American Academy of Pediatrics came out with a very strong recommendation that children should return to school in person, and that should be the goal. And this is really in direct sort of conflict with what local and state health departments are saying, and also what the CDC is currently recommending. And the reason the American Academy of Pediatrics did this is because they're starting to see significant data that kids didn't fare very well during this remote learning and staying at home. A lot of behavioral health and mental health problems increased dramatically with kids, and they believe that because the risk of coronavirus or COVID-19 is pretty small in children, that the risk of staying home outweighs the benefit of staying home. And so their recommendation is children return to school in person and less remote learning. Obviously, if there's a huge outbreak in a region or a vicinity, that can be paused briefly, but that the goal of educators and school districts should be to get kids back physically in school. And I found that very interesting. The other thing they talked about in their statement is that school is the safe place for so many underserved kids when it relates to food insecurity and just physical safety altogether, and that there was a huge uptick in children's issues when school was let out. And I think educators know that. So it's very interesting that stance has been taken now this week and through July. I think we'll sit and watch and see if the CDC makes different recommendations and watch what school districts do.
Well, it's a tough, I mean, there are no easy roads to go down here. I mean, from bus travel to classrooms to lunchrooms to restrooms. Mm-hmm. I don't envy anyone having to make those tough decisions. It's going to be hard.
I don't. And in fact, the American Academy of Pediatrics said social distancing 3 feet to 6 feet should be the goal, recognizing that 6 feet is just not doable in most classroom settings. And so it was a very interesting statement. It's a little bit different than everything the CDC said. So it's causing a lot of stir. And I think now it just sort of muddies the water, quite frankly, for educators to try to make right decisions. And so I'm really interested to see how this plays out. But I thought it would be important to point that out.
Absolutely.
For listeners.
All right. Immunizations, if parents are struggling with this, they want to reach out, what's the best way for them to contact Crossing?
877-9117. Just give us a call. Please make sure, though, that, you know, if we're your physician, we can always take care of you. But reach out to your family doctors. It's really important to keep your kids current on immunizations and don't delay their health care. Kids need to stay healthy and well. And now more than ever, it's important to make those appointments. And if you don't have a doctor or you've lost your health insurance, you can always call Crossing for that. 877-9117.
Tanya, we appreciate it. Have a great day. Enjoy the weather. Stay cool. It's going to be another hot one out there today.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.